Okay, we are back on the record. In the March 19th, New Mexico Racing Commission monthly regular meeting. And during the executive session, the items discussed were those listed in the agenda. Discussion was had and no decisions were made. And Chairman Smith.
All right. Looking for a motion to go back into open session.
Buffington, I'll make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call.
Chairman Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington?
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie?
Yes.
Right, moving on forward, unfinished new business or action items. Request for approval of Matthew Wayne Lawnmeyer, secondary license application. Richard.
Honorable Commissioners, it's my understanding that having received the background check report from the New Mexico Gaming Control officials, Commission would like to entertain a motion to approve Matthew Wayne Flandermeyer's secondary license application.
Buffington, I'll make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, David.
Chairman Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington?
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie?
Yes.
Moving forward to B. Andreas Gonzalez and Aaron Zappa, hearing officer report.
Honorable Commissioners, it's my understanding that having been advised on the hearing officer report and recommendations regarding licensees Andreas Gonzalez and Adrian Zapata, the commission would like to adopt the hearing officer report with a couple of changes. One indicating that Andreas Gonzalez has served his 60-day suspension, and also that the licensees shall be required to return to the New Mexico Racing Commission any other awards for this race, such as trophies, blankets, saddles, belt buckles, etc.
Buffington, I will make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, David.
Chairman Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington?
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie?
Yes.
Moving on to C. Raul Gardenia Leshure.
Honorable Commissioners, it's my understanding that in the matter of Raul Gardenia, that the commission, having been advised by investigator Elizabeth Garcia regarding his background check, that the commission would like to entertain a motion to deny at this time Mr. Gardenia's ability to apply for licensure by the New Mexico Racing Commission.
Buffington, I will make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, David.
Chairman Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington?
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie?
Yes.
D has been tabled earlier. And on item E, we are waiting for CFO Amber Trujillo in order to introduce the auditor for his report to the commission.
Right. Is Amber, are they coming?
Coming here in person.
Both of them?
Just Amber. The auditor will be online. Okay. Here's CFO Amber Trujillo.
Good morning, commissioners. Thank you so much for taking time out today to hear our audit. On virtually and also going to be giving a presentation, we have Juan Garcia of Beasley Mitchell and Company. He is going to be reviewing our audit shortly. In your binders, you do have a copy of the deficiencies that were found for the agency. And after his presentation, we'll be prepared to answer any questions that you all may have. Juan?
Picture, just him and his initials.
Good morning. Can you all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Great, great. If it's okay with you, I'm going to be, I don't know if I can get access to share my screen.
The option to share your screen. However, I can pull up the presentation on my end and share it. And if you want to just tell me slide by slide, if that's fine.
That would be perfect.
Okay, give me 1 second. Just pull. Share my screen now.
And thank you very much.
Let's get the get going here. Is it for the? Oh, there we go.
Well, thank you, Amber, for the introduction. Like Amber said, my name is Juan Garcia. I am an audit manager for Beasley Mitchell & Company, and I'm here to present the audit results for the 2025 audit for New Mexico Raising Commission. Let me go to this is my information here. We are your auditors throughout the year, so if there's any questions, concerns, information you want to get, you can always give us a call or give me an email at any time, and we can always answer any questions for you all. Let me go to the next page, please. I want to start with the type of opinions that we did audit. We did have one type of a presentation for you all, which is our financial statements. We did have a non-modified opinion, which means that we hold no reservations, that we believe that the financial statements are presented fairly in all material respects. As you all know, these financial statements are posted on the state auditor's website, so they are available to you all and to the public, and where you can see these results as well. You will see two letters in your report. The two letters have our letterhead on top. Those are the only two portions of the report that are proprietary to Beasley Mitchell & Company. All the rest of the information was provided by your staff, and we just compiled it in an organized fashion and put it together so we can present it to you all and to the Department of State Auditors. We do sometimes present opinions on single audit for federal awards, which you did not have any. You can go to the next page, please. I want to thank management. This is was a little bit of a difficult audit because it is a first year audit. We did have a special reporting coming out through outside sources, so they made it a little bit more difficult. But it was no difficulties that made any impact to the audit results or anything of that sort. We had no material disagreements with management, and then we did not encounter any uncorrected misstatements. So I want to thank manager for all their hard work, especially this and being the first year. I assure that other years will be a little bit easier to streamline them. I can get next page, please. We did present two types of financial statements for you all. One, what is called the government-wide financial statements, and we also provided a fund financial statements. The difference between both of them is that your government-wide financial statements operate a little bit more like a normal business would. It's a full accrual that includes your long-term items like capital assets, long-term debt, and any net pension liability of the sort. We did also provide a fund financial statements, which goes in line to more with what Amber provides to you on a monthly basis. This will kind of fit in more into those numbers. And in this type of presentation, we do not present any of the long-term items, but we do provide what we call a modified accrual, which includes 60 days of accruals, but which are mostly your AR and AP. Under the government-wide presentation, we did have a change of net position of an increase of $14,000. We had a restatement of $134,000 due to GASB 101, giving your ending net position of $321,000. This restatement due to GASB 101, what it is that in prior years when we were recording any compensated absences, this includes your leave, like vacation and all, there was a lot of items that were not included. GASB 101 changed the ruling to include anything that was expected to be taken within a year. So this did include some of your sick leave that you were not encounter and did not present in prior years. So that's why there was a change of about $134,000. Under your fund financial statements, you did have a change in fund financial statements of about $6,000, ending your fund balance in about $606,134. And at the next page, please. I'd like to talk about prior year findings, and this is in 2024. We did have a revision of HISA and Jockey Insurance Fund, other non-compliance. I'm happy to report that this was resolved, and we did go through some of these information, and this came back into compliance in current year. If I can please go to the next page. Current year, we did have three findings to report. On these reports, I have a little bit of talk about it. These findings did come, two of them, 2025-001 and 2025-002, did come from a report that was provided to us by an outside accounting firm. There was a special investigation conducted on some expenditures that were made and some contracts that were written. You do have those summary of findings in your packet, like Amber did state, but I'll go through some of them in a little bit more detail going forward. What I did do is that I'd like to state is that these reports that come from a reputable firm. So what we do is give it a quick review, make sure that everything kind of looks legit and ties back to the reporting that we do have. And then we just report it in our report as well. The third one is also somewhat related, but we'll go into them in detail coming up next. I'm going to start with finding 2025-001, and it's based on procurement and a lack of contract, it states. And on the condition, it says that the State of New Mexico Racing Commission received correspondence from the State of New Mexico General Service Department regarding an after-the-fact procurement conducted by the commission. The information provided included invoices from the industrial laboratories for horse race testing performed in September and October of 24 at the Downs at Albuquerque and for the American Quarter Race Association Challenge. These invoices were submitted to the commission for fiscal year 2024 by the industrial laboratories for payment. While certain invoices have already been paid, the invoices covering the testing cost of AQHA challenge remains outstanding. In the state purchasing division, understanding that the industrial laboratories have made multiple requests for the commission is seeking payment for these costs. GSD also requested special investigation concerning the payments of these invoices, which have conducted by a local reputable firm. Step two of the investigation was to investigate all invoices, revised invoices related to the invoices in question, and all correspondence associated with the invoices. Examine emails associated with invoices mentioned above and establish an allegation of the procurement letter were met. Step eight of the letter requested that the review stating that the commission did not include any provisions regarding the condition of the entity testing AQHA challenge for payment of those costs in the commission. Okay, a little bit of the results. The investigative firm concluded that the commission failed to include provisions addressing conditions of the entry testing for the AQHA challenge in any formal agreement or governing documents. Specifically, the commission did not execute a written agreement, memorandum of understanding, joint powers agreement with AQHA that defined the scope of services, testing responsibilities, or payment arrangements related to the condition of the entry testing. As a result, there is no documentation specifying that the commission was responsible for funding or coordinating these tests under the New Mexico Horsing Act commission rules. All this basically stating that we do require a little bit of better contract between any entities that are conducting business between each other, so there is a little bit more clarity and transparency on these. So I know it's sounding like quite a bit of a lot, but that's basically what the gist of it is. I'm not going to read through the whole thing because it relates to the same kind of steps, but it comes down that maps and yes, I'm sorry. It just does come out to there was a internal control over disbursements. Some of these disbursements require a little bit more of a look through. So some of those results for the following said, for each disbursement, state agencies must provide adequate supporting documentation, which includes but is not limited to an invoice, a copy of state statute, a copy of a contract, a joint powers agreement, or a memorandum of understanding. So for the same thing as the question is, there was no type of memorandum of understanding or contract that can be related to these expenditures.
This is Commissioner Buffington, and I underlined in the report a lack of formal agreement resulted in ambiguity. So I think what you're saying is that agreement should have been more formalized in writing and structured.
Yes, sir. You're correct.
Okay.
And finally, we did have finding 2025-003, and it is also related to a late reporting. The commission did hire that external firm to conduct the investigation, there was some deadlines set up and they were not met by the other firm. In that case, a decision made by the commission management to whether it was more convenient to submit on time and receive a finding for or a qualified opinion stating that we did not complete the audit due to these missing information, or to just wait a couple of weeks until the special investigation was completed and just receive a late audit submission. Management did decide to take the late audit submission instead of the qualified opinion, which is probably the best way to go. So that's why we did have to include this audit finding as well. Are there any other questions, comments, concerns I can help answer?
I just got something for Amber when you're finished.
I'm sorry, repeat that again, sir.
I got a question for Amber, the CFO.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We cleaned up all this stuff for this coming year, all these little mishaps.
Chairman, members of the commission, we are working hard to fix these errors. We have to get MOUs basically in place with all of the five tracks and also industrial labs, because as you are or may not be aware, I apologize, we have a RFP in place with industrial labs, and that basically governs our actions, what we can do, what we do for the labs, what the role of the New Mexico Racing Commission is. However, when it comes to challenge races such as the AQHA that was mentioned, you know, there's specific things that have to be done. Horses have to qualify certain times, that type of thing. So that all has to be formalized, as you all heard. That was the reason why we got that finding. It has to be better documented. So at this point in time, I believe that Mr. Bustamante is working with the tracks to come up with those contracts and have them signed.
Perfect. Appreciate what you do, and you do a good job, and these little missteps are very, very small in my eyes.
I concur with that, and pretty good, and I know you're working to get that paperwork agreements. I mean, we traditionally as an industry, I don't think we've done as good a job as possible putting agreements in writing. It's just been mutual understanding and tradition and all that. And that's probably good advice to put those agreements in writing to avoid confusion down the road.
Anybody else?
I just want to recognize that Amber and her crew were very, very responsive.
Oh, no question.
To the auditors. Without a doubt, we saw that day in and day out.
No question.
I want to recognize Amber and her financial staff.
I spent some time over here with her listening to it.
Yeah.
When she was going through it all.
Yeah.
Very professional, very courteous.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And yes, thank you, Amber, for all the work and all the provided information. If you need anything, please give us a call.
Thank you.
Thank you, Amber. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, moving forward. Request for approval of the 2026 Sunray Park Board of Stewards. Izzy?
Yes. Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Since permission, respectfully requesting approval of the following stewards to work the 2026 Sunray Race Meet that is following. Presiding steward is Julie Cagnon, Ron Frazier, Waxler, and substitute stewards Lisa Johnson, Elizabeth Garcia, E. Smith, and Julie Farr.
Any questions from John?
At Buffington, I will make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, David.
Chairman Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington?
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie?
Yes.
And board approvals for Sunray Park. Mr. McCarran, Mr. Moreland.
And commissioners, they'll be presenting them in minimums of threes.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Tim.
Morning, Chairman, commissioners. Sunray Park request for ratification of approval to amend 2026 racing license. We also request for the approval of our 2026 racing officials, and also our approval of our 2026 amended condition book with the revised racing dates.
Buffington, I will make that motion to approve.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please. David.
Chairman Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington?
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie?
Yes.
Henry Park also respectfully requests approval for the 2026 amended stake schedule with the revised dates. The approval of the 2026 amended nomination blanks for the Four Corners Fraternity and Breeders Fraternity. And also the approval of the 2026 post time and wagering formats.
Are the changes to the fraternity and breeders, are those dates? Are there any material changes or?
The finals are being run on the 16th instead of the 23rd. The
only difference
was that, the trials are still run on the 24th.
Okay. Buffington, I will make that motion to approve.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, David.
Chairman Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington?
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie?
Yes.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Moving forward, approval for Sunland Park. Dustin.
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Dustin Dix, Director of Racing, Sunland Park Racetrack Casino. We're going to do the 12 requests of Sunland today. Multiples of three.
Thank you, Dustin.
Our first one, we're requesting a ratification of approval to amend our wagering format for the second and third race on January 4th. Requesting a ratification of approval to cancel races 5 through 9 on January 23rd and canceling our cards January 24th, 25th, 26th, 30th, 31st, February 1st, February 2nd. And we're requesting a ratification of approval for variances for those race weeks of January 23rd. 24th, 25th, 26th, and January 3rd through February 2nd.
Any questions?
And those cancellations were due to the unsafe track?
We had, Commissioner Buffington, members of the commission, we had a 100-year rain event at Sunland Park.
Yep.
And on top of that, we had snow. So it was track surface. There was a lot of moisture in the track and was cold. It took several days to dry out and we lost training. So it was a whole process of getting the track back to where it is. And now the track has come full circle where the trainers complain that it's the other way. It's too dry and too hard. So.
And how did you handle the purse money that didn't occur?
That,
or is that
some request number four?
Okay. I'll wait till okay. 4, 5, 6.
Yes.
I want to know why we're doing it in threes.
Got a mathematician next to me, I guess.
You know, just to break it up such that the audience can follow along a little bit better regarding what is being presented. Give the commissioners the opportunity to ask questions just on small bits rather than through the whole 12.
Aye, aye, sir.
Okay.
Did we make a motion or not?
Yes.
We did?
No,
I need to.
You need to.
Buffington, I will make a motion. See this 1 through 3.
I'll keep you folks on track.
Okay, I will make a motion to approve 1, 2, 3.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, David.
Chairman Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington?
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. Sunland's requesting ratification of approval to distribute the purses equally to entrants for the days that we canceled and after scratches on races 5 through 9 on January 23rd. Request number 5 was the ratification of approval to run 11 races, amend our post times on February 7th. And 6 is ratification of approval to amend our 25-26 stake schedule.
Buffington, I will make a motion to approve 4, 5, and 6.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, David.
Chairman Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington?
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. Our next request is a ratification of approval to amend post times on February 8th, ratification of approval to run 10 races on February 9th, and ratification of approval to run 10 thoroughbred races and amend our post times and wagering format on February 15th.
And Dustin, why don't you go ahead and do the last one?
That's 4.
There's 3 more.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
He's getting set. Still more. This is Buffington. I will make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, David.
Chairman Smith.
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington.
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. Our last three requests are a ratification of approval to amend our waging format and post time schedule for 14 races, amend our waging format and post time schedule for 13 races. Those were for our West Texas Futurity, New Mexican Spring Futurity trial days. And last is our ratification to run 10 races minimum beginning on February 6th through the end of the meet, depending if we could fill 10 races.
This is Buffington. I would make that motion.
I'm sorry, Commissioner Buffington, March 6th.
Okay. I'm still making the motion.
You could still make the motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, David.
Chairman Smith.
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington.
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie.
Yes.
And I appreciate the thoughts for the race, extra races and first money, and congratulate you all for boosting the revenue, the casino, to help those races.
Thank you, Commissioner Buffington. Real brief, the loss of race days through Sunday, actually our on-track handle is basically, it's only down less than 1%. So average per race, we're up 16% on track and 7% off track. So we've had a very successful meet in that aspect, and I'll have a more in-depth report at the April meeting when our race meet's over. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Justin. Appreciate it. Going to number three, approvals for the Downs of Albuquerque. How many we got over here? How many sets of three do we have over here?
For Rio Doce Downs, there's six total.
This is Rio Doce Downs. Downs of Albuquerque. Oh, for that meet. Okay.
Chairman, Commissioners, my name is Don Cook. To my right, Mr. Rick Baugh. And we are representing Rio Doce Downs. And we are requesting approval to run the 2026 race meet at the Downs at Albuquerque. Requesting ratification to amend our 26 racing license and request approval of our 2026 stake schedule as submitted.
Buffington, I will make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, David.
Chairman Smith.
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington.
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie.
Yes.
Chairman, Commissioners, requesting approval of our 2026 purse schedule, our 2026 condition book and condition book officials, and the request approval of a gaming and breakage.
Buffington, I will make that motion to approve.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, David.
Chairman Smith.
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington.
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie.
Yes.
And if you have any questions for Rick and myself at this time, fire away.
I got a couple. First of all, I want you to know how much we appreciate you working with Rio Doce, Rick Ball, Johnny Trotter, and getting this done. People don't realize what goes into getting all this done. And the way you guys work together, that's to be admirable. And Wes, you understand what goes into all this stuff when tracks are down and you call me and say, they did this, they did it. You see how much trouble it creates? It creates a lot of problems. So if you think we're not doing anything, you need to, I know you didn't say it, but you need to come to these meetings more and listen in, or get on that Zoom and listen in, see what's going on. We're doing everything possible to get things right for the horsemen. And the tracks are doing the same thing. You know, there's so much animosity between the bottom 3% of the horsemen, not the 97%, not you, but there's so much stuff that goes on behind these closed doors and out there in the open session. People need to see it, what's happening and how we handle it. And I think overall it's handled very, very well. I appreciate you too.
I think if we could get the word out earlier,
Yeah.
But this is what we're trying to do. So there isn't this rumor, that rumor. It would make it a lot better for your guests.
Yep. All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate
it. I would like to echo your sentiments. I want to thank Paul and Donnie and his team, because you're exactly right. The effort that has to be put into this and to shift and to address the comment, you know, Donnie and I worked as quick as we could to get everything done. And we know we were a little bit late, but we think everybody was aware that we were going to be moving. But once again, I just want to appreciate the commission and Izzy and Richard's staff for working with us to expedite the process and get it to where we need to be to keep the show on and keep moving.
I'd like to echo one more thing to the general public or who's listening, that Ruidoso Downs will be back in 2028.
Not sooner.
If not sooner. Tomorrow, next year's 27. So I hope it's sooner. I really do.
We're working on it every day.
And as soon as that gets all done, I'm leaving this position. All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I got to do mine, Chairman.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Chairman, Commissioners, Don Cook with the Downs at Albuquerque. Question ratification approval to amend our 2026 racing license. Request approval of our 2026 stake schedule. Our 2026 purse structure.
Buffington, I will make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, David.
Chairman Smith.
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington.
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie.
Yes.
Chairman, Commissioners, also request an approval of our 2026 condition book officials and request approval of our game in and breakage.
Buffington, I will make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, David.
Chairman Smith.
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington.
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. Now we're moving on to Wesley Giles.
And honorable commissioners, at this point, you need to take a 10-minute break to kind of set things up for the race review.
Yeah, okay. You mean set the screen up, all that kind of stuff? Okay.
So we'll take a 10, just to let the audience know that's attending remotely, we'll get back and it'll be a race review. Then the commissioners will deliberate in closed session and then come out and announce their decision. So obviously, folks that are attending remotely are free to stay. But they're also free to exit as well. So thank you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.